Port Snow is decked out with twinkle lights and green garlands, with holiday music pumping through speakers, giving the coziest feel. It's the kind of ambiance that should warm the soul of every person who strolls down the streets. Unfortunately for me, it's doing nothing to thaw my ice-cold heart.
"Oh, look, there's Myrtle," Grandma Louise says. "She has a new boyfriend, you know. He sews his own pants because it's cheaper than buying them. Well, he split a seam the other day at the market while grabbing toilet paper from the bottom shelf. You could hear the rip from a mile away."
Grandma Louise lets go of my arm and waves over at Myrtle.
"Yoo-hoo! Myrtle! How are Edwin's pants?"
Poor Myrtle. And Edwin, for that matter.
"Oh, dear God!"
Just past Myrtle and her larger-than-life updo, which involves candy canes poking out on all sides, is none other than the man I've been trying to avoid. The man who broke my heart. The one and only Caleb Butler. He's currently in conversation with Arden, Bright Harbor's kindly old mailman. But the pair is approaching fast. He can't see me. I'm not ready for any sort of uncomfortable interaction with him. Without time to think, I spin away from Grandma Louise, loop my arm around a lamppost like Gene Kelly, do a swift 180, and land behind a decorated trash can wrapped in a large red bow. Crouched down and leaning against the hard surface, I bring my legs in close to my chest and take a few deep breaths as my mind reels with the chances of seeing him here. And better yet, did he see me?
"What on earth are you doing, child?"
Grandma Louise asks, peering over the trash can.
"Shh, act like I'm not here." "Why on earth would I do that?"
"Because Caleb is up ahead, and I don't want him to see me. Now just be cool, Grandma." Understanding falls over her expression.
"Ah, okay. The avoidance technique. Got it."
Striking up a whistling tune of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, she stands next to the trash can and twirls her cane.
"Good afternoon," I hear her say. "How are you doing?"
"Beautiful day for shopping. Not many days until Christmas. I hope you're ready for Santa."
"Oh, hey there, Caleb."
My back stiffens. "Please don't let him see me here. Please, oh, please." "Hello, Grandma Louise," he says, his deep voice draping over my shoulders like an old blanket, all warm and comfortable. "How are you?"